views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
You sure are. Happy Memorial Day. I know it's a day after, and we are kind of always late on the Monday holidays. Hope you had a good weekend. I sure did. Long one. Tuesday, May 27th, 2014, number 81, since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on many different internet radio stations, and of course on AM, and replay, and IRadio. Also, www.yoandrewnts.com. You can check out all of the different stations we air on. I feel like I keep repeating it every week to you. It just gets long. So more information on where we air on. We air on six stations live, two replay over the weekend. www.yoandrewnts.com. 855-712-YNTS. Toll free. yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Welcome to the program. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, again, not with us. His parents are going all the way to Las Vegas. He's spending their last night in New York with them. And I hope Scott Forrest, his father, and has a great time in Las Vegas. Mary Klesniewski, my producer, she couldn't be with us. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality, well, she's kind of in the sound clips. My father always with us, spectating Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. I want to, before we go into truly weird stories, and it is end of the month, so we're going to get into a crazy one that I'm going to share with you. I want to talk to you about my new friend who sadly went under the knife today for the first time. And I really don't see it much. So my new friend Java went under the tubes. Now, who's my new friend? It's my car. Went under. And out today. Didn't get to see daylight for about 2 days. Now, it's so funny. Before this weekend, I probably didn't know diddly-do about cars. Pricing and leasing and financing, colors, brand names, you name it, nicknames, sellers, dealers. Don't know anything. And I probably still don't. Again, if my tire goes out, I'd rather just walk home, go to bed, wake up, and I'll see what's going to happen the next day. I did learn a lot, and I certainly learned a lot today, long day. But my new friend Java, that you'll probably hear about as the months go on, I'll probably add him or her. I haven't figured out a gender yet. I'll figure it out tomorrow, next week, next show. You know what? 95th show. All right, took us 15 shows to figure that out. No, it's, you know, I mean, you get a car, and you love the car, and sadly, it leaves you for a while. And then you appreciate it more. Now you really want to get into it. You can't wait. Cars are just as bad as cell phones. They are. If your cell phone breaks, you go to the store. You show them the problem. They'll get you a new one. If your car goes, it's a whole soap opera. What's going to happen? You try to look around. Try to hear that suspenseful music. Will it transition me to the next day? Will it make this process go any faster? The hot weather beating on you. The public looking around you. That's what that guy got. Should I get that too? Who knows? We might go into everyone's perspective. Let's make this a 5-chapter novel. How to get a car today. But enough about my car. Enough about Java. It's the end of the month. Truly weird stories. And it's stories that are truly weird, yet they end up still getting reported on. Some call it a slow news day. Others call it a way to kick off your morning. And this particular story that I found might just get you into a situation where, how does that happen? So a young woman, her name is Donna Marino. She, you know, a neighbor came up to her and said, I found this cat, got hit by a car and died. And she realized it was her cat. And the cat name is Billy. She went to the favorite part of the backyard, buried Billy, the cat. An hour later, she's in her kitchen. She starts hearing meowing sounds. At first, she thought the cat resurrected. The cat came back to life. The old saying, nine lives. So what do you think happened? So right now, you know, okay, spirits are not real. Everything's a coincidence. I actually heard a great coincidence NPR segment. Oh, my goodness. Like 2 months ago. So when you see something that happens that looks astonishing, yet truly weird, okay, what is it? Supposedly, she realizes she buried the wrong cat. Apparently, the neighbor came up and said, you know, this cat died. She thought it was her cat. Got mixed up. She buried the wrong cat. She buried someone else's cat who died after getting hit by a car. And she, quote, saying, it looked exactly like mine. It was the same size and everything. I was pretty shocked because he never went near the road. Donna and her family were distraught, having inherited Billy when they bought their house 7 years ago. And she pulled herself together to plan a loving burial. What makes it more weird is she said, Donna, around her community, there aren't many cats, especially the cat that looks just like hers. As Billy settles back into his old routine, Donna is keen to trace the buried cat's owner, saying, I gave it such a lovely burial, so at least they know it was lovingly buried. When I read this story, and believe me, it's funny, yet it is sad the same way. How the heck did you get a reporter to, you know what, I'm going to write that story. I'm going to write it. You have reporters who probably now get emails every day. Emails, letters. Everyone wants to be in the newspaper. Kim Kardashian, Kanye, that we're going to speak about the top of the next hour, main headlines, they've proven that you want to be famous for the most little things. What happened to me today with Java, with my car? I can go to a reporter and I can have a whole reporter on it. Let's get the Daily News here in New York where I broadcast. Let's get them to do a whole cover story about me and my new best friend who left me early. I can do it. And it sounds crazy, yet there is a reporter out there who would just say, it sounds pretty funny. Let's do it. Hi, I want to tell you a story about how I buried the wrong cat. Can you publish it for me? Sure. Sure. Where do you want? Do you want the front page or the back page? Or do you want right in the middle? Because everyone always goes to the middle. Oh, yeah, you know what? The middle sounds good. I don't know how that happens. How you can go up to a reporter. Now, this was reported on Express, home of the Daily and Sunday Express, and that's based in the United Kingdom. That's based in London. So I am not trying to put London's media on the pedestal. I'm not, because I'm not saying the United States media is any better. We would probably have a whole magazine about truly weird stories, especially this one. When we do truly weird stories each month, what do you think when we say truly weird stories? Do we say how the story being reported on is truly weird, or how it's truly weird that the reporter or the media outlet actually writes about it, actually takes out their time to write about this story? That sounds crazy. We've had some crazy stories. Remember when I told you the story how the boyfriend got arrested for assaulting her girlfriend because they're on a water gun fight? That sounds a little crazy. We had that story. I don't understand. So that now answers my questions here on the program. Because my first question is, what makes something viral? We've had that question before. What makes the Santa Barbara shooting different from a college shooting that might have happened last week, 4 people died, and only one local newspaper covered it? What's the difference? What creates ratings? What creates money? What creates an interest? Especially where you have hundreds and hundreds of outlets. Online, new media it's called. Then you have traditional media, newspapers, AM, FM, radio, and television. Television is considered traditional media. That answers my new question. What gives a reporter... Again, I'm not a reporter. I already told you this. I'm not a writer. I told you this. I'm just a radio host. If I'm sitting there, I'm in my little cubicle, I'm making 10 cents a sentence, I'm not making that much money, trying to become editor-in-chief of NYT, New York Times, I'm going to write about a truly weird story, and that's going to get me where? I don't know. I throw it in the portfolio. If you go for an interview, you have 10 stories you want to give the editor when being interviewed for the job, leave that one as number 10. I don't know. I really don't. That's when these truly weird stories get really interesting. And this one, you're going to love. Teens, this is the next truly weird story, and you're going to love this one. High school students in Tennessee are facing criminal charges after a food fight they allegedly started in their cafeteria on Taco Day. We all stood up and said, "Food fight," and just started throwing food. Darren Romke, who was a senior, quoted, "This is going down in the books." It started off as a senior prank, but the food fight got so crazy that students were throwing chairs and turning tables over. Some of the seniors involved are also not going to be allowed to walk during graduation, a punishment that senior John Davidson says is too harsh. "I think everything else we got is tolerable. You got to do, but walking the line, that's taking away something that once in a lifetime." 8 students are charged with vandalism and disorderly conduct. There are probably more charges to come. So you create this senior prank. The senior prank, food fight, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then you end up now being criminal charges. If I was a parent, how would I react to it? Now, I could react to it in a way because I've been in a food fight. Well, I haven't been in one, but I've seen one. Quick story for you. We have 5 more minutes before I go to commercial. I have 5 minutes. I'm going to give this story here. I was 7th grade. It was 8th grade because I was the breakfast monitor in the cafeteria, and then I was a lunch monitor. So it was 8th grade, junior high school. 8th grade, junior high school here in New York, public school. And we're all sitting there, all the monitors, everyone's eating their breakfast and such. I'm talking to my monitors, ready to get the garbage. Before you can say the word food, I don't know how it started. It happened so fast. And the best part is everyone was on the same page. And you will not believe me, but like I tell you every week, I don't lie to you behind this microphone. Everything I say to you is true. I'm not whining to try to get attention. I'm giving you a conversation to tell your friends we're having a beer this summer. We're all standing up, and no one called food fight. That's all Hollywood. That's all television shows. A group of kids get up, and they start chucking food. Food is everywhere. My head is going back and forth. What is going on here? Before you know it, everyone gets up. The whole cafeteria gets up. This is now, it's not the whole cafeteria. You got 5 tables. It was in the corner. And they were the ones having breakfast, and the rest of the tables sat and mingled before going up to their first class homeroom. They all get up at once, and they shift to the exit. And the school aide, who was right next to me, who controlled the breakfast monitoring at the time, comes up to me and says, "What the heck just happened?" Couldn't believe my eyes. The food was everywhere. The whole place was a mess. And 5 tables, the whole breakfast audience who came together to eat breakfast, have a healthy meal, did everything like an orchestra, right on key, right on time, right up, and run right out of the room. And that's how you have a food fight. Apparently these kids didn't have one. What's weird, a fun food fight that you once saw in a Hollywood movie has now become a criminal charge. Could it be a criminal charge? It could be. If you look at it that way, it depends on the school itself and how you actually plan it. These kids didn't do very well. Yeah, 8 kids started a food fight, not realizing, "Yo, idiot over there, don't throw any chairs, you're going to put me in trouble." The food fight I saw when I was in the 8th grade that I will never forget, because you can't forget it. I am imaging it in my head right now. If only I can project the picture right in front of me in the studio. If only we were a television show where I can picture it for you. I can throw you a clip of a food fight. I can show you if you like. They all got up and ran right out. But they all did it in a way where no one was going to get in trouble and no one was going to be hurt and no one was going to get suspended. That is the key of a good food fight. Apparently these kids didn't think so much of it, and now they're going to get their moms and dad very angry where they're not walking off that stage. Sorry, Mom. I got some taco in my hair. But that's only the beginning of the story.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault, former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer.
Of just a third-party candidate, now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the President of the United States.
The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow when we know who's going to win, my prayer is that they will mention the word reform and say that I'm not going to stand for business as usual, that America is too important than that. Man, I'd love for that to happen.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I am now taking your calls. Welcome back to the program. 855-712-YNTS. What box office movie did you see over the weekend? I want to know. Did you see X-Men? Did you see Rio 2? Did you see Neighbors? What movie did you see? Taking your calls. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. And I'm also getting your tweets at AndrewTweetGeo. It is the end of the month, and we are going to speak about box office numbers, the best and the worst, and really going through a lot of the movies throughout the month that we saw did really well, and some didn't do so much. Some movies you might think not done well. Oh yeah, the movie hit $9 million. Yet it really all comes down to how much did they pay to make the movie. If you made something for $10 and you end up getting a profit of $300, that's a good thing. Yet, if someone says, well, for that particular item you created, should be $1,000 of profit, well, it took you $300 to make it. Only took me $10. So it's kind of the equivalent, just depends on how much you're actually spending. X-Men Days of Future Past. That's the movie. That's what everyone saw. And when it comes to superhero movies, it doesn't eye catch me. Two of my best friends, they went to go see X-Men. I wasn't invited. And I'm not offended by it because they know I'm not a superhero, DC, Marvel kind of guy. Thor, an X-Men, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk, the Avengers. You can name them all. And I have no significant interest in going and sitting there and watching it. Sometimes I do get dragged. That's my way of saying I was axed, I had nothing to do, I'll go and I'll watch it. And it ends up becoming a good movie. X-Men, the Wolverine movie I saw a few months back, that was good. The Amazing Spider-Man could have been better. I saw that with my brother. I also saw another movie, The Dark Knight Rises. I saw that in Jersey with a few friends when that came out. Very good movie. Long, yet it was eye-catching and wanted you to stick with the storyline a little bit longer. So there's some superheroes, all right, I'll go see. I want to see them. And then there's some I will just not see. Captain America, I had no interest in. I had no interest in Thor. I had no interest in the Hulk or the Avengers. Yet I do have some interest in the whole Batman vs. Superman movie that's coming. Just because of the negativity from so many fans. I think I should bring a guest on, let them come on and speak about it, because I sure can't. I sure can't do that. Well, let's go to the big and the bust of the weekend. And one of the big ones that came out was X-Men, A Day of Future Past. And right here in the United States, it hit $90 million. It cost them... I have the number... You know, I had a number of how much it cost them to make. It cost them, it was total gross. It was gross income. All right. Okay. I didn't think of that much money. Yeah. You know what? Okay. I don't have how much money it took them to make. I don't. But I do have how many theaters. So X-Men Days of Future Past hit 4 million in Well, 4 million theaters aired X-Men Days of Future Past. It was made by 20th Century Fox. It was an action movie. $90 million. $91 million if you want to round it off. That's great. That's a great number. Average $22,000 per theater. 20th Century Fox. Fox and Sony. That are starting to really sit down and listen to the consumer. And the consumer is the one who's actually buying these tickets and watching the movie. What many have told me is they're actually taking the story from the comic and they're bringing it to the movie. And I think that's such a great idea. Why is it a great idea? Why isn't it a great idea? You enjoy the comics. Now you want to see it live in action. And with the technology we have served to us, there is no reason why you shouldn't say this is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. I want to see this again. I want it on DVD, Blu-ray, on my smartphone. I want to watch it everywhere. Share it with my friends. It creates money. I don't know what took them so long. Because when Batman started to go by the comics, and now Spider-Man, Sony, who took them, they started to go by the comics, except what we saw a few years back. We started to see a lot of positivity, a lot more money coming in, and a lot more Spider-Mans coming out with the same results. Even if it's a two or a third sequel, doesn't matter. Because as long as you're continuing the long story that everyone wants to see, why do we care? Make as many as you like. And X-Men did the same thing. X-Men Days of Future Past. It's about a war that comes. It's a war for the survival of the species across two time periods. So it's this villain... These creatures that once only wanted to attack, you know, those who are... See, I'm not really so much into this X-Men here. Those who are, you know, mutants. The Wolverine, the Claws, and the... Now, they, you know, days of future past, they come into the future, and now they want to destroy humans and everyone around them. So the X-Men team comes together, the whole gang, and goes out and goes on the attack. Now, how much... Okay, now I finally found the number. $200 million. That was their budget to make this movie. And they're already at $90 million. But they already hit $190 million. Well, you know what? I said 90. They hit $90 million in the box office. They hit $110 million as of right now here in the United States. $190 million international box office. And an overall $300 million if you put everything together. So $200 million to make the movie, and they already made a profit of $100 million. And that's pretty good. And you're going to get more because it's only been out for 3 days. So you're probably going to get another $100 million in. So everyone's getting a nice check. And that's X-Men Days of Future Past. And it looks like that is right now the number one movie of the year going forward. The other movie that came out over the weekend, it's called Blended. Okay? Blended, Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. Now, if you don't know me already, I love Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler. Name a movie, and I'm going to like it. And we've already had that conversation on this program. I remember. Wedding Singer. Love it. 51st Date. Yes. Big Daddy. Mr. Deeds. 8 Crazy Nights. That's My Boy. Grown Ups. I can go on. I can go on forever. I can watch Adam Sandler till I'm blue in the face. Now, Adam Sandler... lately, though, has struggled. I don't know what it is, but see, he's not doing well. He's not making the movies we once saw him make. He's losing his touch. So when I saw Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore come together for the third time, and for the first time in 10 years, because the last movie they were in were 51st Dates, and that was introduced in 2004, we're now in 2014, I expected Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore to bring back the chemistry we saw already 2 times. The Wedding Singer back in the 90s, 51st Dates, early 2000s, and now we're seeing a third decade of these two together. Now, the plot is about a disastrous blind date, 2 single parents, Lauren played by Drew Barrymore, Jim played by Adam Sandler, and they agree on only one thing. They never want to see them each other again. They go on a blind date, they have a date, they hate each other, screw you. But guess what happens? When they each sign up separately for a fabulous family vacation with their kids, they are all stuck sharing a suite together at an African safari resort for a week. They end up, ironically, getting the same vacation and coming together. This movie cost $45 million to make. He only hit $17 million this weekend. And that's not good. It's not good for an Adam Sandler movie who does average over $30 to $35 million, maybe even a high of $60 to $80 million, that you had a really good start. This wasn't the case. $45 million to make, you're paying Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler and all of Adam's friends. In the next 3-4 weeks, that's when you really want to check up and see if any profit was made. The last thing Adam Sandler wants is to lose money. Quick fact, Adam Sandler is one of the richest in Hollywood. He's not losing money. And Drew Barrymore is not losing money. And Shaquille O'Neal is not losing money. It's all the side actors who are losing money. It's the directors that are losing money. That's how you have to look at it. Adam Sandler's company is losing money, not him individually. Remember, Happy Madison Productions, that's his company. He creates his movies with his college friends, and he brings on those he feels can bring a good vibe to the set. He does that. And he creates this movie. And that, I personally, first of all, maybe I want to see it. Then, after watching the trailer a few more times, this is not something I would think I would enjoy. And I'm a kind of person where comedic always hits on me firsthand. If I see something that's funny, I want to watch it. I want to see it. That's what I want to do. And I'm saying, though, not in that case. I'll keep watching his older movies. That's what I'll start doing. It might be the right thing to do. And there was another movie that came out over the weekend, and it was a small movie, Words and Pictures. And then there were a lot of small films. Those were the two movies that came out over the weekend. And we all know X-Men killed it. And then we seen Blended, not do very well for Adam Sandler. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. What box office movie did you see over the weekend? I want your calls. I want you to tell me what movie you've seen, and we can have a conversation about it. And I'm also taking your tweets if you're phone shy, at Andrew Tweet Geo, at Andrew Tweet Geo. I'm going to continue the conversation of box office numbers, go to some movies that we've seen throughout May, especially the movie we spoke with the director earlier in the month, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. We're going to go into that and see how that did in theaters. 855-712-YNTS. What movie did you see over the weekend? Want to hear from you.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Rust in empty pillow talk again.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I'm already getting my main headlines ready for the next hour, and there's so many that we are just going to get into. We got the girls in Gaza. We got the killer over the weekend, the crazy nut. I have a message for him. The iPhone, will it be out next week? And of course, some sports. Nah, no sports. No sports tonight. even though my phone's blowing up about the Ranger game. Yes, hockey is back in the style. Ironically, my friends, you know, they're in this group conversation and the Rangers are losing 2-0, if you're a New York Ranger fan out there. And everyone is, like, just talking about Happy Gilmore, the Adam Sandler movie. That's a great movie. And they're just making jokes because in the movie, he was a hockey player, then he ends up playing golf. Ironically, I was just speaking about Adam Sandler, how poorly he's doing. And now we're actually speaking about a good movie. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Let's go into some movies that came out throughout the month and that's been around and ready to hit its last hurrah before going into hiding, before publishing on demand and Blu-ray and digital form and on piracy sites. I mean, I am shocked, though, that we actually still wait. Like, all right, the movie goes out of theaters, and then we have to wait 2 months. I'm so shocked that we still do that. I would think, all right, the movie goes about 3 to a month later. Okay, here it is. It's out of theaters, you had a month to recuperate. Now you can get this movie on however form you like. Just please give us some extra money. That's how I look at it. And it's become shorter. There are very few movies I see, okay, we'll wait till the holiday season. Like, it came out in December of this year. Then we'll go and we'll let it become introduced for the public the December next year. That rarely happens. Rarely does anymore. Godzilla came out last weekend. Godzilla hit $140 million. But let's get a better number at it. Here we go. This is a better number. Godzilla, if you don't know what Godzilla is, well, then you're just probably living under a rock. Godzilla hit $155 million this month. Internationally, $103 million. Altogether, $258 million. Only cost him $168 million to make. So they're making a profit of $160-$260, and you minus that, around $90 million. $90 million profit. Okay, it's not too bad. It's so funny how it's not too bad, but when you really look at it, all right, yeah, $90 million, this is now extra money. When you look at the $160 million being used to produce the movie, you're not just talking about the effects and the characters, you're talking about the voices, the directors, the actors, and such. Unless they're in their contract, you'll get paid for the movie if we actually make profit from the movie. Or if you take a really huge pay cut. That's a great question, actually. Unless it's by choice. The production company might say, I'm going to pay you $15 million to do this movie. I'm going to pay you $40 million. I'm going to pay you $30 million. And that's just the main, what, 6-7 actors and actresses? And then you got the whole crew that's probably getting paid also. And that accumulates to $160 million. And when you're talking in this perspective, $160 million is nothing because you're paying everyone a good chunk of money. Me having $160 million for 4 people in my family can do a lot. Not so much in this case. Godzilla, though, made some profit. What else movies came out? Neighbors. Zac Efron. Seth Rogen. Neighbors. It's a comedy about a young couple suffering from arrested development who are forced to live next to a fraternity house after the birth of their newborn baby. Now, again, we read off of the-numbers.com, and they usually give you a description. That was the worst description ever. A comedy about a young couple suffering from arrested development who are forced to live next to a fraternity house after the birth of their newborn baby. Young couple suffering from arrested development. What? What do you mean suffering from arrested development? That's a word you use to make yourself look smart. Not like an absolute fool, but let's move forward. Who are forced to live next to a fraternity house. They're not forced to live. Well, you know what? They are forced. If you actually watch the movie, and I did see the movie, by the way, and it was okay. It wasn't one of Seth Rogen's best, but it definitely gave Zac Efron a role to leave his Disney character a few years back. Yeah, they were forced because they are not allowed to sell the house and the fraternity comes in. But the whole suffering from arrested development. I don't know. That's out of the ordinary. Usually the dash numbers that we always go on, and you know it, end of the month. Great numbers. Have them on my phone. I don't know why they don't have an app. I should email them. Bring a app. I'm going to bring them on. I have to bring them on one day. Like, build an app, please. That was one of the worst descriptions I've read. Usually they're very good. The movie cost $18 million to make. Okay, so we're going to start off at that. That sounds a lot more reasonable. Let's start off with how much money the movie makes, and then we'll go into how much they actually made. That sounds good. $18 million, that's nothing. And guess how much they made? $116 million. They had jackpot. Now that's profit. See, now that's profit. And it also sounds like they maybe didn't pay Zac Efron and Seth Rogen, who are the main characters of the movie, who were bumping heads with each other. Maybe, yeah, we paid $60 million, but we didn't pay our actors and actresses yet. We did promise them, though, that we'll pay them this money. And now you have $160 million coming in, and now you're making a profit of $104 million, and then you also got $55,000 in international, making a total of $172 million. So now you made a profit of about $155 million. I guess, okay, Zach, we promised that we'll give you $30 million. Here you go. Here's $30 million for you. So I guess in this situation, and the production company who made this was Universal compared to Godzilla. And Godzilla, it was made by Warner Brothers. Maybe they decided to do one way or the other. You know what? We'll pay our actors first, and then we'll make some extra money, and we can give it to those who didn't get paid yet. Where it looks like $16 million, but there were some actors in there I think would get paid more, even though there wasn't that much action and there wasn't that much setting either. In Neighbors, you have the two houses, okay? You have the two houses, and it was on one block, and there's a lot of fake alcohol and a lot of really, really, a lot of dirty stuff. I don't think I can say on the air. For those who are under 18. With Godzilla, there was a lot of fire and 3D action, if you wanted to watch it that way. I don't think I can say. I would think you'd do this movie, we're going to pay you to do this movie first. Because you want to get that big star into your movie, so we're going to pay you first, or agree that we're going to pay you no matter what. See, maybe that's it. Yeah, we'll pay you no matter what. It's in the contract. We'll pay you. So either way, if we pay you now or we pay you later, we signed it, you signed it, we got to pay you. And I guess Neighbors in that situation got the best of it. A few more movies. All right. What do we got here? Million Dollar Arm. Million Dollar Arm is actually based on a true story. J.B. Bernstein, he was once a successful sports agent, got fired because of competitors, and his partner, his business partner, pretty much left him into the dust. And eventually he decides to go to Cuba. I'm so lying. It's not Cuba. It's India. It's India. What the? Where did he? Because he went. United States. Train the two boys. I can't believe I cannot find. And this is based on a true story. I top it off. Well, up and watch. Everyone's screaming. You know the country. I don't know the country. And India. I was right. It was India. I found it. Whew. India. Where he finds these two young guys who play cricket. And he feels I can make them into pitchers and make huge stars. And that was made by Disney. $22 million in the United States, only $439,000 internationally. Didn't air in many places. $23 million overall, $25 million to make. Absolute fail. Disney, you gotta love Disney. And I've already said this on this program before, at the end of the month. Disney is the best company to speak about. They are the best. If I worked for them, I would say the same thing. If I was able to speak to someone, I would tell them this. You guys love wasting money, and you still make money. Now, what do I mean by that? Now I'm just relaxing. I just put my back to the chair. I put my leg up in the air just now. What? And now I'm just going to just spiel. I close my eyes, take a breather, Here I go. They love wasting money on a story that might not work, and they'll still make a ton of money. And when did we speak about this situation? Frozen. Remember when I said how Disney can make 5 bad movies, and then the movie Frozen comes in, and then they'll make everything back and more? And even if you say to me, Disney spend money that they probably shouldn't have spent, because then Frozen, because if you look at it, you spend all this money, and the money then goes probably to waste, and then you make that money back on Frozen, but you could have actually made extra money if you didn't spend the money in the first place. Disney, though, doesn't just make the money back. They make the money, then they make the money that they probably shouldn't have spent. They just make a ton of money. So when you see a movie like this that Disney thought was a good idea, but didn't end up going in their favor, they thought they were going to do The Rookie. They thought they were going to do that movie again. Didn't work out. Didn't happen. They thought it was going to work out in their favor. Doesn't matter. They'll still make a ton of money. Still make tons of money. Go Disney. Go them. See, I spend money. What happens? And probably goes to waste. Because I'm not a smart investor. Disney doesn't have to invest in anything. They don't. Go them.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Boris, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all
listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com. Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistique Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.